Thanks for stopping by for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Ryan Dobson, here with your host, America's foremost family expert, psychologist and author, Dr. James Dobson.
Well, Ryan, it is a pleasure to have a guest here with us today who is the lead actress in a new movie that's just coming out. And it's called Alone, Yet Not Alone. And it is a feature film that our listeners are going to want to see. I have seen it several times, and it's outstanding. And the acting is great. Technically, it's wonderful. And it is a captivating story based loosely on a family that came to an American colony in 1755, and what happened to them there. Everybody, but Christians especially, who see this film are going to be very appreciative of the theme and the message that it carries. And Kelly Grayson is the name of the lead actress in this feature film. And Kelly has dedicated her life to making a significant contribution to the things that she and we believe in. And whether it's through her acting career or service on behalf of at-risk children, and I want to ask her about that, she strives to encourage others to live beyond themselves and to use their unique skills and talents to make a difference. Since Kelly's film career was launched, she has been featured in four films. This is the fourth one, and it's about to be released, and she's involved in stages of character prep or production and probably acting for an additional seven projects. You are really on a roll, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Are you enjoying it?
I do enjoy it. It's really a blessing to be able to work on something that you love.
Yeah. How long have you been working on Alone, Yet Not Alone?
Principal photography was about 2.5 years ago, so it's been a while.
It's a tough assignment, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. I don't really have so much to do with it at this end of it. I am very grateful for people who do all of the post work so that I can do the part that I love, which is the acting.
Well, it is a captivating film, and one that's based loosely on a true story from 1755. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a beautiful story, an inspiring story. And personally, it was such a gift to be able to be involved because it's sometimes hard to find roles that you believe in. At the end of the day, you're proud of the results of the film. Yeah. So it was truly a gift for me because with my life, I want to make a difference. I want to promote things that I believe in. So this story, it was such a beautiful and organic way to inspire people. It's a truly inspiring story about a family who were willing to take on insurmountable challenges, leave their country and everything they'd known to come to the new world, largely because they wanted freedom to worship as they saw fit. And that ended up being the beginning of their trials. You know, so often people think, wow, this is such a huge step, you know, back then. And it was. It was the trials of just getting to the new world were so huge that we can't even relate to today and all of the comfortable things that
we can't imagine what they did, really. Pack up their family and coming to a new country like this and having to start, I guess, by building a cabin. I mean, they had really none of the comforts waiting for them.
Yeah, and making the trip on a ship, it's nothing like we can imagine today. You're exactly right. Just getting here was a huge feat, let alone starting over and trying to build a cabin and scratch out a life and eat and feed your kids.
And it became a very violent world, too, didn't it?
Yes. And so what they thought was the major challenge of just coming here ended up being one of the more minimal things that they experienced because they ended up in the middle of the French and Indian War. And the Indians originally had been on the side of the British, and there had been some grievances, and they turned and went to the French. The French were actually paying the Indians for scalps to massacre along the frontier. And so in that process, this family got caught up in that big mess. And their family was actually on that particular day, they were split up. Some of them had gone to the mill, and the father and the older son were at the house, and the two little girls were there. And not to get into too many details, because I want everyone to watch the movie, so mm-hmm. I can't give it all away. But essentially, the little girls were kidnapped. Their family was divided. And it's their journey of faith and how God sustained them through miles and miles. They were carried 300 miles away into Ohio and actually survived the trip, reoriented themselves. They became part of the tribe. They were little girls, and so they were being influenced by the culture around them.
Kelly, I find fascinating the historical background for this story. This is not something that was pulled out of thin air. It's established as an historical fact. Explain a little bit about how we know that.
We do actually have hard historical facts evidencing a lot of the circumstances that surrounded this event. One would be when Barbara escaped and she actually made it back to civilization, had never been done before. I think it's the only documented case in history where young people actually escaped from the Indians and survived and made it back. And so there's all that documentation.
The evidence involved Benjamin Franklin because he was the head of the Pennsylvania Assembly, and it focused on this story. Explain it.
Yes. Well, because it was so unheard of that somebody could actually escape, they held an official inquiry, and there were 2,000 families who had lost children and loved ones that showed up and had all these questions, and they thought, no way, this is for real. So they have actual official documentation documenting the facts of the events. And then also, and this is another one that is truly inspiring to me and should be to every family, just wanting to instill in their children things that are important and meaningful and God's word. Because when Regina, 10 years later, made it back, and I'm not going to tell you the intricacies of that story because you have to watch the movie. But when she was reunited with her mother, she could not speak a word of German and didn't remember it at all because she was 9 and now she's 19 and hadn't been allowed to speak it all those years. So when her mother would read the Bible, she could actually quote, she could finish the sentences and finish the scriptures in German that she had learned when she was a child. And Pastor Muhlenberg at the time documented this, and he wrote back to Germany telling people the importance of instilling God's word. If this child who had been through all these hardships and all these trials and didn't even speak German anymore could actually remember scripture and quote it flawlessly after all of those years.
Isn't that incredible? It's not lost. Mm-hmm. Even if That's the right. language is lost, those truths are still there.
Right. God's word is living and active, and that was evidenced in that story.
That is inspirational, Kelly, and that's the reason for retelling this story, is to get that across to Christian parents, that nothing is lost. And if you take the time to input those truths through Scripture, it will be with them for a lifetime, even if they forget the language.
Yeah. Exactly. And like the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. And I think that was sort of evidenced in that story.
All right. Now, one of the girls' name was Barbara. You play Barbara in the movie. And the other one was Regina.
Yes, sir.
And that was the younger sister. Is that correct? All right. And so they were both kidnapped and taken off into an Indian culture that they knew nothing about. And they are alone. Yet the title of the film is Alone Yet Not Alone. Why were they not alone?
And that goes back to their foundation of faith and their relationship with God. Because no matter where you are, what it is that you experience, if you have that anchor and you have that faith, then you know that you're not alone, even though life can make you feel that way. But to know the God of the entire universe is an inspiring thing. And I think that's what they had. And that's what helped them endure all of those hardships. And
Kelly, playing that role of Barbara, who was kidnapped, did you get a feel for what that girl must have gone through to be dragged into a very threatening environment? And not understanding the language, I'm sure she wasn't able to even communicate. And the only thing she had really to depend on during that time was her younger sister. But they didn't even allow them to stay together. What happened?
That's right. The only family connection she had left was her little sister. And she was sort of the anchor. She was the strong one, just pointing her to God and, you know, don't lose hope and that kind of thing. And she actually made a promise to her that she wouldn't leave her. And then they were torn apart and went to two different tribes. And so that was extremely traumatic for Barbara, who felt like she had given her word. And that's a whole nother twist in the story where you see that drama and what she was experiencing. But they were, in fact, separated, went to two different tribes. When they were in those tribes, they weren't allowed to speak German. They were only allowed to speak the Indian language and that kind of thing, because they were basically...
Which they had to learn from scratch.
Exactly. They had to learn. And she did end up in an Indian village where one of her neighbors was, but they were, I believe they were beaten if they spoke their native tongue. And that way, they were hoping to raise them as Indians. Barbara was sort of favored because I'm not sure why, maybe her blue eyes or her blonde hair, but the chief favored her, and so she was cared for well, and the chief's son ultimately ended up wanting to marry her. And then the neighbor girl was in a very abusive situation that wasn't near as nice, so that's kind of part of the film as well.
And Barbara and Regina did not get to see each other, were not brought together in that portion of the story.
No, for years and years. They had no idea where each other were and never knew if they would ever find each other again. Didn't know if Regina had died or if she was still living or where she was, anything like that. So at the back of Barbara's mind, there's always that feeling of, I wasn't able to keep my promise to my little sister. We're separated. Where is she? How can we ever get back together?
Yeah. Where does the significance of the title come from?
It was actually historically accurate, which is so beautiful. That's what's so amazing about this film and this story is that the truth of their relationship with God, and it's so organic within the film because it's actually their life experience. This is what this family did. This is how this family lived. This is what actually ultimately drew them back together as a family was their faith, was what they learned as a family. You know, the song that they learned when they were little girls ultimately.
And that song was?
Alone Yet Not Alone.
Yeah.
So ultimately reunited them at the end of the day. And to me, one thing that I hope inspires every parent is that those little moments that you may think are insignificant, sitting around the table reading God's word or singing songs together, and that foundation that's instilled in your children is not wasted. And it's so crucial and critical for their lives. And in this story, 10 years later, their faith, you know, carried them through their wilderness and this major time of trial and testing and ultimately reunited them and enabled them to get back together. And so to see that thread and just to be inspired that what you influence, what you teach your children and the influence that you have on them when they're young can be very, very powerful.
It's a very inspirational story.
Mm-hmm. Kelly, that's true in your own life. You were raised in a Christian family and you're working in an industry now that typically would say doesn't have a whole lot of Christians there. It's a tough industry to work in. It's a tough industry to keep your faith and your morals. How hard is it to remain faithful to what you believe and to keep your values while still trying to work in this kind of an industry?
I think you can't do things the traditional route. Finding roles that you truly believe in and want to be a part of is definitely a challenge. So I've sort of transition to the production end of things where I can come up with creative material and start working on how to see this actually become something someday, become a film or a story or something that would inspire others. God has actually opened some really amazing doors for me as a result of prayer, and it's been even more inspiring because to get a film the traditional way is one thing, but to get it through prayer and seeing God work on your behalf is really exhilarating. It's part of that faith journey.
Going back to what you said about raising children to understand the real meaning of life and that God loves us and His Son Jesus and what our obligations are to Him and what He does in our lives, all of that was instilled in the lives of these two girls. And that's the takeaway value or part of it for the film. because all of us who have children want to do that. You know, the scripture says, "Thy word hath I hid in my heart." Mm-hmm. And when you teach your children scripture and you read the Bible with them, you're hiding the word away, and you never know where that challenge is going to be needed. These two girls went through a terrible challenge, and we can identify with them. But every child goes through challenges. As they grow up, everybody faces something that shouldn't ought to have happened to them, you know. And you better prepare them for it. Because that is life in a fallen world.
Right. Exactly. And that's where you find God in those challenging and hard moments, where you find God in a whole new level. And if you know where to look, it's much easier to see him.
Anything else about the film itself that you'd like to share with us without giving away the essential part of the story?
Well, this isn't necessarily about the film itself, but something that needs to be stated. I really feel like in our culture today, it's the responsibility of everybody in the listening audience to make sure that you make your impact. You know, there are people who produce this film who are willing to put their money where their mouth is. They're willing to put together a film that's something that they believe in, that's a message that is great for so many people to hear. And so now I think the responsibility of the listening audience would be to make sure that you go to those films so that you can tell Hollywood, we actually care. We actually mm-hmm. want to be a part of quality material. There are people who want quality, family-friendly movies. And if nobody shows up to watch the films, that people end up...
That's a really... I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kelly, but that's a really important point, because making movies is a very expensive venture today. And if Christian people don't support them when they come out, they will disappear because it simply won't be sustainable. Right. And that's why these films that we're starting to see, Fireproof and Courageous and, you know, those that have come along in the last 6-8 years, is the beginning of, I think, an industry, a Christian movie industry that deserves our support, because there are great stories out there that ought to be told, and this is one of them. People ought to know that a family that went through unbelievable hardship and trials and even murder, those that survived were able to sustain their faith, and the Lord was there with them. They were alone, yet not alone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's so true. And like you mentioned, that when these films do come out, there is that importance. I feel like the listening audience can feel personally inspired that you're making a difference when you actually support a film that's out there that can make a difference, that is an inspiring message. And so don't minimize the impact of every individual who's willing to go to the theater and just leave their mark. It does leave a mark. It does leave an impression, and it does make a difference.
Yeah.
Every person who goes to one of these films, so that we can leave a mark on society saying that, yes, we do, in our culture today, actually want this kind of films. We want this kind of entertainment that our children can see, that families can be inspired by.
Well, speaking of children, how old should a child be before being allowed to see this film? Because there are obviously disturbing aspects of it, especially in the beginning.
That's true. I think it was very well done from the standpoint of there's not anything that's gratuitous, I don't think. Obviously, depending on how much media the child has been exposed to, I think that would be a parent's discretion. There is some violence. There are some things that are disturbing. I think in our culture today, so many children have seen so much at such a young age that most people wouldn't be affected by it. I think people who have been very selective with what their children have watched should probably watch the film first, depending on the age of their children. But the Dove Foundation actually just recently gave it its highest award, the 5 Doves Award. So, and they have recommended it for 12 plus years.
Yeah. The early reactions by the viewers and the early reviews have been very positive. And in fact, a crew member left a comment on the Alone Yet Not Alone Facebook page, and he said, of all the movies that I've worked on in my 23 years in the business, Alone Yet Not Alone was one of the best. I would love to work for Ray, who is your director, and his crew again. That kind of makes you feel good, doesn't it?
23 years in the industry, that's pretty good.
Kelly, were there moments in the filming that you were involved in and the scenes you were in where you felt the power of God there? Was it all just technical and mechanical, or was there a moment where you felt, you know, the Lord is using this?
I generally I do see God's hand just in my daily life, and yeah. I think I live at a place of I've had lots of struggles and things that I've survived that are things that other people would never want to have to experience.
So and you have felt alone yet not alone.
Yes.
Yourself. I talked yes. about challenges you've been through them too.
Yes, sir. And so I think for me personally. That's what gets me through a day is God's hand and seeing that and experiencing it and knowing it and feeling it in a very personal way. And not just me personally, but then in the bigger group there, yes, there is definitely a kinship and you could see God's hand. So it was a blessing to be a part of it.
Well, Kelly, I'm sure we have piqued the interest of our viewers, and they're going to want to know more about the movie and where they can see it. And tell us how they can find it on the internet and get the details of where it's available.
Okay, yes, for sure. Look it up so you can go to the theaters and be in the theaters. And if you will go to the movie website, www.aloneyetnotalone.com. Then you can view all of those details and follow, you can be a fan and follow it and look up what's new and some behind the scenes stuff. And it's a lot of fun.
Kelly, you are very good in this movie. You did a great job.
Thank you.
And you got to be pleased.
I am grateful to have been a part of it and to be able to have worked with so many great people and director, cast and crew. Lots of really great people to be able to work with.
Shirley and I were on the set at one point, and it is fascinating stuff.
And at drjamesdobson.org, we'll have links to all the information, how you can find out when and where the movie is playing. It opens in select theaters on September 27th, and then it will open nationwide on February 21st, 2014. And it will be exciting to see what happens with this project. So start making your weekend plans now. You know, we've talked about this movie on the broadcast before, and it's a great film with a special message. And to get more information on Alone Yet Not Alone and to watch the trailer, head over to drjamesdobson.org. We have a link to that and to the previous program so you can gain more perspective on this project as a whole. And while online, please consider giving a donation to our year-end efforts. It's because of you, our faithful listeners, who allow us to keep our doors open and to reach community after community with God's Word. And as we get closer to the year end of 2013, your help is needed more than ever. You can donate by calling us at 877-732-6825 via our smartphone app or at drjamesdobson.org. One more time, 877-732-6825 or drjamesdobson.org. And we thank you in advance. We appreciate you joining us today for this riveting account of family and faith, and we hope you'll join us next time as we hear how to build a safe haven in marriage. We'll see you then on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.
Well, hello, everyone. I'm James Dobson, and you're listening to Family Talk. I have a few more details on the release of the film that we've been talking about today. Alone Yet Not Alone depicts the riveting true story of a family at a critical juncture in our nation's history. It provides a great example of a film that is family-friendly with an unmistakable message of faith. And I highly recommend that you take your entire family and see it. The movie will be released in selected theaters only on September 27th, which is this Friday, this coming Friday, and it will be playing in 9 cities. The cities are as follows: Colorado Springs, Colorado, Atlanta, Georgia, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Raleigh, North Carolina, Knoxville and Nashville, Tennessee, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas, and San Antonio, Texas. Once again, this is a limited release only, starting September 27th. And then Alone Yet Not Alone will be released nationwide on February 21st, 2014. So please go and support this wonderful film and make sure to share it with all your friends and family. To reserve your tickets today and to find a theater in your area, please visit drjamesdobson.org to find a link on that information. I've been on the set. I was there when portions of it were filmed, and I've seen the completed movie, and I hope you will support this film at your local theater.